This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
It's highly likely Texas hits another COVID milestone this week. Russell Scott reports.
Texas reported another 12,000 cases of COVID-19 as of Saturday. That puts the state on the cusp of surpassing 4 million total cases, and that could be reached today. Texas also reported another 300 deaths from the virus on Saturday, and figures from the state now indicate 61% of the population here now fully vaccinated.
The migrant camp that was erected under an international bridge in Texas is empty, but there are reports that another group of Haitian nationals are making their way through Mexico. Del Rio Mayor Bruno Lozano says they're bracing for impact.
Having experienced what I experienced as far as bracing myself, I can say that I'm prepared to make those same tough calls.
It's not just one caravan of migrants. It's reportedly several large groups that are being forced together. The Border Patrol says they're tracking the situation, and they're ready to shift resources to a different port if that's where the migrants go. Beto O'Rourke says he's still considering joining the race for governor of Texas.
It's something I'm thinking about, and you know, no secret about that. And I'm just trying to ensure that whatever I do going forward, whatever I continue to work on that we've started, is to the benefit of the greatest number of my fellow Texans.
O'Rourke was speaking at a Texas Tribune Festival podcast. Asked about a possible candidacy by actor Matthew McConaughey, O'Rourke said he's done great work helping others, but that he really doesn't know where the actor stands on any issues. The Texas DSHS coronavirus dashboard shows that as of Sunday, there were 733 active cases of COVID in Lamar County. There have been 185 coronavirus fatalities since the pandemic began. A sixth COVID death has been reported in Hopkins County for the month of September. That makes a total of 135 deaths in the county since the pandemic began. There are currently 302 active cases of COVID in Hopkins County. An altercation involving two family members in the Choctaw County town of Sawyer Friday night ended in fatal gunfire. Choctaw Nation Tribal Police have taken over the investigation. No other details have been disclosed. Paris Junior College Regents will meet this evening at 6:30. A hearing will be held to get citizen input on the August financial report, continuing education pricing guidelines, and the college's mission statement. Various reports will be given, and the regents will discuss and take action on the proposed tax rate of 8.15 cents per $100 valuation. The Arctext Council of Governments Board of Directors and the Northeast Texas Economic Development District Board of Directors will meet Thursday, September 30th at 10 a.m. at the Titus County Extension Office, located at 1708 Industrial Drive in Mount Pleasant. The meeting is also available by teleconference and webinar. A former Smith County constable, currently serving a six-month sentence for official oppression, has waived his right to an appeal. As a result of the agreement, all remaining charges against former Constable Joshua Black have been dismissed. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.